It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Have you ever wondered where all the birds go in the winter? When we walk the trails along our local creek or in the hills in the spring, the trees and shrubs are alive with the sounds and constant flutterings of birds. But these same places are very quiet and still as the days grow shorter and temperatures drop. Of course, there are still many birds left in southwestern Montana in the winter. Hairy and downy woodpeckers, magpies, crows, ravens, red and white-breasted nuthatches, redpolls, pine grosbeaks, and chickadees, to name a few. These resident birds are generally not as vocal in the wintertime, however, as their rich mating songs are stilled until longer days and warmer temperatures signal the return of spring. But many of our familiar spring and summer residents have gone someplace else, someplace warm, and often someplace far away. Although some birds stay all year long in the same location, many birds travel or migrate to other areas to spend the winter months. This is one of the many adaptations used by birds to cope with the cold temperatures and lack of food that winter might bring. Birds may travel from higher to lower elevations, or in the northern hemisphere, they may migrate south. Some migrating birds will travel through Montana on their way to somewhere else, and you may only hear or see them on their travels. Huge flocks of snow geese might fill the Montana skies as they make their way from their summer breeding grounds in northern Alaska, Canada, and Greenland to winter territories in the southern United States, California, and Mexico, only to pass through Montana again on their return trip north in the spring. Migratory patterns often follow virtual bird highways called flyways that they travel each year. Some birds are more commonly seen in southwest Montana in the winter than in the summer. The high-pitched trill of Bohemian waxwings is a welcome addition to a quiet winter afternoon as large flocks of these colorful birds descend to gorge on mountain ash berries. Dark-eyed juncos and pine grosbeaks appear in the valleys in the winter and go to higher mountains in the summers. Snowy owls might also appear as uncommon winter visitors in Montana. Snowy owls are circumpolar breeders. Their nest sites range across the northern regions of Greenland, Scandinavia, Russia, Alaska, and Canada. Although they typically winter in southern Canada and the northern United States, unpredictable and unusual owl eruptions, such as we experienced in winter 2011-12, might bring owls as far south as Texas and Florida. These eruptions are believed to be related to the boom and bust cycles of lemmings, the snowy owl's main prey, and other factors such as weather. Last year, several of these magnificent owls ended up in a subdivision near Polson, Montana for the winter. In a scene reminiscent of a Harry Potter novel, the owls perched on rooftops, fence posts, and water towers, seemingly indifferent to busloads of visitors. Many Montana summer residents disappear in the winter, some in huge flocks, some as single birds. Even so, we have not been completely abandoned by our feather friends during the long night time of year. On our cold winter evening walks, the call of the great horned owl is not uncommon. One of the earliest breeding birds in North America, great horned owls are already engaged in mate selection and are often heard calling to each other in our neighborhood on the edge of town. They choose a mate by December and generally mate in late January or early February. For us in Montana, the call of the great horned owl is really the first harbinger of spring and the many mating calls yet to come. Even as snow covers the ground and cold temperatures keep us ever mindful of winter, the lengthening days promise the return of spring and another cycle of the season. Today's Field Note was written by my husband Don and me. I'm Andrea Sturley for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at montananaturalist.org.